Joining us now is Newton head football coach Andy Sweetenjump. Coach, thanks for joining us on this preseason show.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
Coming off of two playoff seasons, yet to get a playoff win, but hopefully that'll be coming up this year. As you look ahead, kind of your overall thoughts of where the program stands right now.
Hi, I'm extremely excited. I think our coaching staff has worked extremely hard to get these kids prepped and ready to go. Our kids have worked extremely hard to be prepped and ready to go. I mean, I think, there's just a bunch of excitement around our program right now. Our kids believe in themselves, which I think is the number one thing, right? They believe that they're a successful program. We have lots of depth as a program right now. We have tons of kids that can contribute, which is awesome because it's going to help us be able to rotate kids in all the time and be fresh all the time and do all sorts of things like that. So our kids, I can't say enough great things about them. They come every day. They work extremely hard. They've done great things in the weight room. We've had huge gains. They've done a great job in other sports. You know, you can't say too often when you got four members of a state championship track relay on the offensive side of the ball. So, there's a lot of really good things that we can say about our guys.
Also, I know when you started four seasons ago, this will be your fifth. Numbers were a big issue for you, and that's really improved.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're sitting about 70-ish kids on our 10-12 varsity team, which is pretty good. I mean, that's for class 4A football, that's really good. So I'm really, really happy about that. It allows us to do a lot of different things in practice to get a bunch of different kids, different reps. It allows us to, we won't have many guys that are going both ways. I think if someone's a really special player, they can play both ways, but we got lots of guys that can go in there and take reps and do things. And so, the more kids, the biggest thing that we've preached so far this year is, we're a team, right? And so the better we get as an overall group, the better our whole team's going to be. And so it's an important, if you're the best player or the worst player, you still need to improve. You still need to get better because you will help our team out. The other big thing we've worked on is since we have so much depth is that, we really think about it as taking pride in your position groups, right? And so, we've got, two slots that are really good slots and they're really good players and one guy's on the field at a time, but they rotate every three plays and they can be full speed every single play and take pride in each other. And so I think that's been a huge message for our kids so far, and they've really bought in and done a great job with it so far.
And this will be the second straight year, I believe, you start a new quarterback. Talk a little bit about that.
Caden Klein's going to be our quarterback. Really, really great athletic kid. Super competitive kid, has a lot of accolades, has a lot of postseason success, especially on the track. Great athlete, runs around really, really well, very smart, makes the right decisions, takes care of the ball. So we've been really happy with his growth. It's always a great weapon when you got a quarterback that can spring an 80-yard touchdown at any moment. So, he does a fantastic job. One of the great things I love about him is he's always composed. I've never seen him rattled at all in the 3 years that I've known him. So when you have a quarterback, that's exactly what you need. So he's going to have a huge year.
And talk a little bit about who he's going to be handing off to in the backfield.
Absolutely. So our starting tailback is a sophomore, Quan Coley. He's done a really great job in this offseason. He's very, very athletic kid, bigger kid, kind of a bigger back than we've had, the past few years. So that'll be a different change for us. He runs really physical. He's a track athlete, does a really good job with that. So I'm excited to see what he can do. We've also got a couple slots who will get the ball quite a bit. Nick Thomason is one of them, and Riley Treese is another. And they're both, fast, athletic kids that can do a lot of good things with the ball. Both track athletes, part of that state championship sprint medley team. So they do a really good job every single day, running, and they're going to be in motion and flying around every single play. And we really think about how many yards they're actually running for, even if they don't have the ball in their hands. So they've got kind of a nice rotation going now to stay fresh, and we can hopefully hit some big plays with those guys.
And a sophomore tight end that did pretty good last year too, and he's back. Talk a little bit about him.
Absolutely. Finn Martin is awesome. He's great. And he did a lot of really, really good things last year, and he's stepped to another level now. So we're technically, we switched from 11 personnel, which is one tight end, one running back, to 12 personnel, which is one running back and two tight ends. And so Finn is one of those. Skylar Milheiser is another one of those. But those they're both really, really athletic and can move around. And that allows us to do some different things with Finn. So we can line them up at tight end. We can line them split out. We can do all sorts of different things to try to get matchups for them.
As far as linemen, both offense and defense, you've had some go both ways quite a bit in recent years, I think. And how's those two units look?
Oh, they look good. You know, we're having a lot of new faces in there, but two of our starters were rotation last year. So they rotated at right tackle, Colton Brady and Jose Benitez. They're both seniors. So they'll be starting at our two guard positions for us this year. The other two guys, we've got Colt Ahn, who's a center. He's done a fantastic job, extremely smart, intelligent kid, works extremely hard. We have a transfer in from Texas, Will Rollins, who's done a really, really good job, both offensively and defensively for us there. Zach Felton is a kid that got some varsity time last year, who's been playing really well at right tackle. Rylan Modlin is another kid that's done a really good job at left tackle. And Colby Ravel had a lot of reps last year at nose. He does a really good job. He's kind of a guy that we line him right up on the center and he just tries to blow that dude up. And that really caused a lot of, that caused a lot of fits. And, you know, I'm excited when he can start doing that to another team and not just his own teammates. So,
and the wideouts.
Yeah. So we'll have Finn out there out wide. You know, Nick and Teresa are our slots. So they'll be out there. Cade Bauer is back from last year. He did a really nice job. Christian Ergenbright's back from last year. So we've got a lot of depth that we can pair people together, give a lot of people. So if a guy runs a 40-yard post, you know, he doesn't have to turn back around, run another 40-yard post. He can pop out, a new guy can get in there, and we can keep those guys fresh. So I just feel really good about the depth of our skill positions. You know, like I said, a lot of them are track athletes. A lot of them have a lot of speed. A lot of them did some really good things at the state track meet this last year, and I'm excited to see that translate to the football field.
Had a pretty strong defense last year, so on that side of the ball, who are going to be keys?
Absolutely. Peyton Rosendahl's a returning second-team all-district guy. You know, he's a really good player. And then Caden Klein was a first-team all-district guy last year at outside linebacker. He'll do some really good things. Couple, you know, young guys kind of popping up there. Nick Milburn's a guy that's done a really good job for us at inside linebacker. He's a sophomore. Really, really gifted kid, really, really talented, big, strong, tough kid. Christian Ergenbright's been playing some defense for us at corner. Trey Davidson's been another safety. So we feel really good about that depth too. I mean, we're at the point where we've got guys that can rotate and play and move around and really feed off of each other and do a really good job.
Punter and kicker, your special team keys.
Zach Felton's kind of a find that we had last year, kind of a diamond in the rough at punter. He punted a little bit for our JV and really started booming him. So he's done a really good job so far in camp. He's got a really, really strong leg. Kicking-wise, to be determined.
Okay, that's all right. The season coming up, some of the teams that maybe you think might be improved from last year that you're going to have to kind of be ready for.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in a kind of interesting situation here in Central Iowa where a lot of the teams that we compete with graduated a lot of seniors last year. And so we feel like we're kind of in a similar boat to a lot of those teams. ADM, who we kick off our season with, they graduated a lot of seniors. So we kind of see who steps in for them. They've got kids. They've got talent. So good players will step in. But they graduated a bunch. You know, Norwalk graduated a decent amount of guys. They have a couple good dudes back. DCG graduated a bunch of guys. So teams that bring a lot back from last year would be Carlisle. They bring a lot of guys back from their team last year. Gilbert brings a lot of team guys back from their team last year. They'll get a lot of preseason hype on their team. So, but I feel really good about our chances against just as many as anybody else because the rest of the teams that we play are in the same boat as us, replacing a bunch of seniors that have done a lot of good things for a few years. And so I'm really excited about our kids' opportunity and what they can go out there and earn.
Do you have a team mantra this year?
Absolutely. So our team mantra, it's earn everything. So we understand that we're not going to come into the season with a lot of hype. We're not going to a lot of outsiders aren't going to see and know who we have and that kind of stuff. But we're excited about that because it motivates us and gets us going. And so we talk about everything that we want to earn. We don't want anything handed to us. We don't want anybody to really have those expectations for us. We don't want us to think that, you know, we can just show up and be great. We have to do the work every single day to be successful.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us. Looking forward to broadcasting your games on KRLS.com, KRLS Stream 3. Good luck on a successful season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, we've been talking to Newton Head football coach Andy Swedengel here on KRLS.